You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, and sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about most. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, you're ugly. But that's okay. Beautiful people want to help you. If the zombie apocalypse is coming, you might as well be prepared, like one city is doing right now. We'll tell you about it. Let's meet the friends righting the wrongs in an upside-down world. It's Aaron Myers.
Good Samaritans come to the rescue of three teenagers in need. I'll tell you what they did.
Here's the top news dog in the newsroom. Jay Caponodia is here.
Once you go this type of wiener, you'll never go back. I got details coming up.
And breathing heavily into the microphone, it's Chris Martin.
Phil, the Los Angeles mayor has issued a warning that if we can see or smell smoke from where we sit right now, we should stay indoors, and I'll explain why.
I'm sheltering in place. Thank you, Chris. Hey, so glad you tuned in. We have a brand new website, by the way, in case you haven't started using it yet. And we're finding all the bugs with it at the moment. Already found two bugs. Working on. I think when we get to a dozen bugs, then we'll just throw our hands up and start over.
I think we should invite listeners to find the bugs.
Hey, listeners. I feel funny inviting them. They're right here. They're listening to my voice.
Well, go to the website, and if you find a bug, let us know and ridicule us and shame us.
Go to the comment page.
Yeah.
There's a little form. You just type the thing and click, and it goes right to us, and then we can respond to you.
I like that idea. Yeah. Like, shut up. We know. We're working on it.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding.
That's how we'll comment.
See, try profanity, too, because we put a profanity filter. I want to see if it works.
Yeah, I like that.
We have to test the bug. All right. Let's get to the program. PhilHewlettAndFriends.com, by the way. Aaron, these teenagers got into a little problem, didn't they?
They did. Actually, a big problem, and people were very, very helpful, which, you know, you don't hear about this all that often. So these three teens, they were trapped in an SUV that landed upside down in Utah's Jordan River. I guess the driver, he couldn't hit the brakes hard enough and lost control. And apparently he may have been speeding. They slammed through a guardrail, and that's when they flipped over and landed in the water. Well, Good Samaritans immediately jumped into the river, and they freed two of the teens immediately, got them out quick. But this is where it gets pretty cool. The Good Samaritans then managed to actually flip the entire vehicle over right side up and save the third kid.
These are some strong Good Samaritans.
Yes. Well, there was a lot of them. I mean, a big group of people. I'm looking at the picture. Probably at least 10 people got into that water and helped turn this vehicle over. So all three of the kids, they are okay. They went to the hospital, but they should be okay. So
how about that?
Good deed right there.
That is awesome.
You don't see it very often.
How about the SUV? Does it still run?
It might be a little waterlogged, so they might have to dry it out a little bit on
that. Chris, you know about this. You drive an SUV, right?
I have a truck, a mid-sized truck.
Okay, but that's a little different. I think the weight displacement is different because we've always heard about SUVs flipping.
Yeah, especially Jeeps and stuff, too. Anything that sits real high up off the ground on a high suspension can be real dangerous if you're trying to hug a tight corner.
Yeah, so you know what? You have to know what you're doing, and a young driver perhaps does not.
Yeah, and speeding, anything along those lines. Yeah, you got to be
careful.
Showing
off.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is. All right, so it's nice that these people came to the rescue.
Yes, it was. But there could have been, you know, a better rescue even. Maybe for teenage boys, this would be like the dream rescue for them. Because apparently Baywatch is now 25 years old, along with that beautiful bathing suit that all those women wore.
Oh, the one piece?
Yes, that one piece. That
There's only
red,
one?
Well,
yeah.
Each one was individually made for each actress, apparently.
Because I was going to say, some were different.
Well, they were cut differently for each woman because they had to fit their body type. So it's, you know, very iconic. And I guess they're saying, you know, it was obviously made so famous because of the slow motion running that they did down
Anderson.
The beach.
Yeah.
And yes, Pamela Anderson, they had Carmen Electra, they had Nicole Eggert, all of these gorgeous girls. But they said even with, you know, the skimpy bathing suit, they wanted it to look like a real California lifeguard suit, and that they did bring in each actress and they made sure that it kept everything up top nice and held in, and then it kept everything at the bottom with minimal creep so they could actually function in the water during their water rescue
scenes.
Let
me ask you about this wardrobe. You know a thing or two about wardrobe and looking good on TV and all of that sort of thing.
Creep.
Is, well, that's
like
why
a wedgie?
That's what I want to ask about. Was there glue involved?
I It does not say, but I'm going to say there had to be some kind of
adhesive.
Double-sided tape or adhesive keeping those things
duct
in
tape.
Place. Because,
yeah,
those suits were so skimpy.
Right.
Yeah.
25 years old? Ugh, that makes me feel really old because I remember watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How'd you like to be the makeup person?
I would enjoy that, Phil.
Would you?
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Come here, David Hasselhoff. I'll do you next. That's fine. I don't care.
Right.
No, that's fine.
Come here, turkey sandwich breath.
Yeah.
All right. So, was Bruce Jenner in Baywatch?
I don't know.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's a good question.
Would he look good in a Baywatch bathing suit?
I don't know.
Not well, right now, no.
No?
Bruce Jenner was an athlete, right?
Yeah.
Was he an Olympian?
Yes.
He was the decathlete, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He won the gold
and
medal.
And very good at it, right?
And he was on every Wheaties box in America.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big
Learned
deal.
Something new.
Could throw a javelin.
Yes, and now they're trying to figure out if he wants to be a girl or a man. That's sort of the thing that I've seen lately.
He
Everybody's
has kids
questioning.
Too, right? Does he have
he
kids?
He does, and one of his daughters actually is getting a lot of attention right now, Kendall Jenner.
Oh.
She has been modeling a lot. She's Kim Kardashian's half-sister. And, you know, the modeling industry is actually saying that her career is very serious because she's walked for Marc Jacobs, Diane von Furstenberg, some really big names. And, you know, I guess a lot of the fashion industry is seeing her as a star on the rise. But the media, the tabloids, and other models, not so much. Because apparently at New York Fashion Week, she was getting fat shamed and bullied.
Wow.
And the other models weren't being very nice to her. And there isn't.
How is that possible?
Yeah, if you see a picture of her, she's gorgeous girl. She's tall, she's thin, but a tabloid is saying that her agents told her she had to lose 17 pounds. I can't figure out from where.
Where?
I don't, maybe brain, I'm not, no,
perhaps.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
What's the point of that?
I'm not sure, but yeah, very sad.
Well, she's the chubby of the two younger sisters.
Chubby?
She's the chubbier one.
I just
Are
Googled.
Are you sure?
And there isn't, I can't, you can't even.
The other one's shorter.
You can't bounce a
maybe
nickel off of her.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Or you can
She's,
bounce a nickel.
You can bounce a nickel.
There you go.
Kendall's the 5'9", like, slender one. And then Kylie's the shorter.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
So I think
who
you've
cares?
Got your sisters mixed up.
Who
well,
just,
yeah.
who
there.
Cares at
See,
this point?
You just nailed it.
Jesus.
Well, she
Sorry.
Got fat shamed. So there, the hard part of this is now other girls
Have
are going to think.
Have some empathy, Jay.
Yeah.
She was fat shamed.
Well, that's terrible.
But it's not for her. It's for the people who are watching going, wow, if she's fat, then what am I? That's the worry here.
Huge.
Yeah.
You're a hippo.
So you
Great,
see,
thanks.
These are the trials and tribulations of trying to become a supermodel.
Yes, yeah. Don't do it.
It's a tough road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Well, wait a minute. You could make $10 million a year.
If you're that lucky one,
yeah.
You know.
All
it's
right.
tough.
It is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough being beautiful.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So, Jay, we talk about cuisine quite a bit on this program, don't we?
We do indeed, and it's funny that we mentioned the fat Jenner girl, and now we're going to talk about food. It's perfect because I have a great menu item for her that might help her slim down. Probably not. Last week, Aaron told you guys about the black hamburger coming from Burger King in Japan.
Right.
Is that what it was?
Had squid ink in it.
Squid ink?
Yeah.
Yummy.
Whatever. They're going nuts over there. The Disney Okay, this is tough. Disney Sea theme park in Japan.
Disney Sea.
Disney Sea, like the ocean.
Yes.
Sea, okay?
Uh-huh.
They have introduced a Halloween-themed menu. And one of their items, no jokes, please, is a black hot dog.
Sorry, jokes.
Yeah.
That seems so not appropriate
it is
for Disney.
A pitch black sausage that you can sit there and enjoy while you're at the Disney Sea theme park.
Squid ink again?
Squid ink again. A special sausage maker out there is actually making the wieners and then giving them to the theme park just for October 31st for Halloween.
Have the selfies begun?
Not yet, but I'm guessing there's going to be some pretty crude ones coming out pretty quickly.
Yeah, right.
How big is it, did they say? Like the
Aaron.
Like a
you
normal,
would ask.
Normal hot dog
you
size?
You would ask.
Yes. I mean,
it's probably bigger than the average,
okay.
If that's what you're asking.
I'm just asking.
Thanks.
What does it have to do with Disney? Anything?
Nothing.
It doesn't relate to a Disney movie
it's just
or
like,
theme
no,
or anything,
no,
right?
No.
It's
yeah.
just that Walt Disney's turning over in his cryogenic grave right now.
He really is.
Yeah. He didn't need to hear that one, probably.
Yeah. But it also comes with skull-shaped tortilla chips, which I thought was kind of cool,
yeah.
And some other sides that have nothing to do with a big, giant black sausage, but That's the main menu item.
All right. Very good. There's a reason we're wheezing on the program today. It is because this here program comes to you from right on the water in the L.A. Harbor. And the whole place, not this studio, but the whole harbor caught fire yesterday. And it's just one giant hazmat scene here. And Chris is going to bring you up to speed on whether you're going to die if you get it within 20 square miles of the L.A. Harbor today, because the officials are here with their suits on. Suits and ties. So they mean business. That's next on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Yes, you are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. The friends are here. Aaron Myers, Jay Campidonia, Chris Martin. I'm Phil Hewlett. Thank you so much. You know, it was quite a scary thing. I turned on the TV news last night, and they had flames, and they had one of the local TV news reporters standing about 3 miles away from the flames, but she was still engulfed in flames. At least it looked that way. I don't have one of those 3D cameras, TVs, so it's hard to tell. But she didn't burn during her report. Just the same, a huge chunk of the harbor caught fire. It may very well still be burning right now, Chris.
Yeah, it looks like from where we sit that firefighters have a pretty good handle on it. But a fire did break out last night at berths 177 and 179 here at the Port of Los Angeles, and it has burned 150 feet of pier and led to the evacuation of 850 workers. So it was a pretty big fire. And we're used to fire here in Southern California, or California in general. But down here, down by the water, you don't see it as often. Now, the problem is that these wood pilings that these piers are made out of are covered in really old creosote. And so the water, as they put it out, the firefighters try to put out this fire, it's creating these huge plumes of noxious and potentially poisonous smoke. And
do they still use the creosote on modern telephone poles and whatever else?
Sure, yeah.
They still do. But the stuff is toxic.
Yeah, well, I think that now our management of those types of substances has changed, and so now they're more water-based. They're less toxic than they used to be, but this stuff is a lot older. Back then, there was no regulations. It was a Wild West.
Back when they used to just make it out of lead and asbestos, right? You mix
yes.
those together, and you get creosote? Is that
fiberglass
sure.
and everything else, and yeah. you just say, wow, that stuff's thick. Put it on there.
Yeah. It was brutal probably down here last night. I live not too far from the studios, and it was so thick. There was no breeze, and all it did was just cover the entire South Bay full of smoke.
Yeah, you know, they.
Brutal.
Here's what I heard from that report last night. There were a couple of container ships, because the huge ships, they go right past us. And they were diverted to the next, I guess, appropriate place. It seemed to me would be either San Diego or San Francisco. But no, they sent them to Alaska.
Wow.
That's far.
That is far.
That's a trek.
Well said.
We
yes.
can't wait that long for our goods from China. What are they doing?
And then there's one of those fancy floating hotels, one of the cruise ships right up the way from us. Those people picked a good day to hop on a cruise ship, huh?
It's never a good day for a cruise. No. Norovirus is everywhere.
Oh, come
and
on.
And you get that on cruise ships. Maybe the, what was it called? The chemical that you mentioned?
Creosote.
Yeah, maybe that wiped it out a little bit. So maybe it was a good thing.
That could be. But look at our executive producer, Mike Stark. He goes on a cruise every other week.
I know. And I keep waiting for him. He's going to get it at both ends one of these days.
Well, and it gives us a bad reputation, too, because these tourists are coming in. They probably look and go, oh, yeah, there's L.A. Look at all the smog.
Yeah.
It's enough. Gang members.
Meanwhile, it's the piers burning.
It puts you in a bad mood. You know, it really would. Incidentally, speaking of bad moods, did you know that women spend 11 days a year in a bad mood when you add up the mood time?
That seems low.
I actually think the same thing. Yeah.
You think it's low?
As a girl, I feel like it should be higher than that. Yeah.
Well, here are actually the top 10 reasons why women get in a bad mood.
Uh-oh.
Feeling overweight.
That's never fun.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Their partner is not listening.
Oh, see, I would think that'd be number one.
Feelings. What?
I would think that'd be number one.
I'm sorry. Feeling sick. Yeah. Bad weather. Really?
That's weak.
Ladies, that's the number four reason. I started at number one. I'm working backwards, by the way.
Oh, number one. Oh, you did.
Number one was feeling overweight.
And then guy.
I think these are in no particular order. Worrying about money.
Like, they don't worry.
No.
Yes, they do.
If he's got it, they don't worry.
Well, not everyone.
If he's got a job, they don't worry.
Well, just I see the wheels turning.
Yeah, maybe not on that one.
Right. Nah, you know, Erin's making her own money. Let's see, where was I? Worrying about the money. The internet going down or other technology problems.
That just shows, wow, we're wimpy, kind of.
Yeah.
If that stresses us out or causes a bad day, that's not good.
Right. Feeling undervalued or underappreciated. I think that would be like the first one. Right?
Yeah. Man, overweight's a big one.
How about no one helping with anything?
Oh, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Do you help?
I try. Sometimes I forget.
You finish your sandwich, the plate and the glass goes in the sink, and you sit there and you answer your emails on your phone.
Yeah. Or, you know, you're checking Facebook or something, or the ball game's on, you know?
While she's at the sink.
Always a distraction.
Yeah, yes. And then she's like, hey, are you going to help out here? And I'm like, well, what?
All right, now the last two are vaguely related. Their time of the month.
Oh, yeah.
And PMS, which not every lady gets. No?
No, I don't think so.
Aren't those exactly
related? I'm not a doctor.
Related?
Well, not exactly, because not every woman gets PMS. Yeah. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know for sure, but that was my understanding, that some ladies get it worse than others.
Yes, it has a different severity per person, yes.
There's no such thing as one without the other, though, right? In other words, you can't have PMS without it being your time of the month.
Well, one is premenstrual syndrome, so it would be just prior to
your time of the month?
Just prior to it, yeah.
Yes. So it's the...
That's all semantics. Yeah. Women are crazy.
It's the lead up to the storm.
Simply put, Chris, well done. You're learning, young Skywalker.
It's a syndrome, though. So, Aaron, help me understand this.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and I hate asking these questions.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, I'm stepping right into the flames here, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
All right, help me with this. Because it's a syndrome, does that mean that prior to your friend arriving...
It's such a good friend, too.
You're just getting a little weirded out in the brain because you know your friend is coming.
I don't even think it's your brain. I think it's the rest of you just starts to feel like there's an anxiousness.
But yeah, is it
you
more,
get a little angry.
It's
easier.
Anxiety.
Yeah, you just don't feel so hot.
So again, none of us are doctors sitting here.
Yeah, no. You get moody.
But there isn't any physiological explanation for it. So it what I'm saying is it more mental than physiological?
Step lightly, Phil.
Yeah. I know. Hey,
everything with women is mental, so.
All I'm doing is asking the question that somebody is in their head asking, and so now they won't have to ask it because I've done it for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a comedian named Patrice O'Neill that has one of the greatest skits about this of all times, where he's talking to the guys and he says, imagine this. Imagine if you knew that once a month your nose was just going to start bleeding out of nowhere. How do you think you'd feel those few days coming up to that part where you're just like,
I know my nose
is going to be bleeding. It's going to be a mess. It's going to be bleeding for several days.
I hate it.
You got to stick something up there.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
Oh, my God.
It's a fact of life.
The show has gone down the drain.
I mean, just think of it. If we weren't civilized in that way and the women didn't stick something up there, it would just be a messy place.
I seem so sweet normally, right? No.
Well, getting to know you a little bit.
Oh, my God.
What? It's true.
All right. Well, women walking around with PMS, they're like zombies.
They really are, you know. And if you live in Topeka, Kansas, you know what October is?
No.
It is Zombie Prepared Month. Preparedness Month.
Okay.
Yes, the Kansas Division of Emergency Management. So this is like an official entity, along with the governor, says that between October the month of October, you have to get ready for zombies. And that actually doesn't mean like zombies that you see in the movies. It means women on their time of the month. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. It's actually like you want to reassess everything that is in your house as far as emergencies go. Flashlights, smoke detectors, if you have water on hand, if you have MREs ready to go. Something in as far as a natural disaster that could happen, October is a good month to check all that stuff out.
What's an MRE again?
A meal ready to eat.
That's a military term. Huh?
Correct. So, or like canned food, whatever you store for your emergency.
Do you store anything? Do you have a preparedness kit?
I do.
You do?
I do. I do. In my car, right. I have an emergency preparedness kit. It has gloves, flashlights, extra batteries, water, MREs, and I believe a couple of granola bars.
Look at you.
That are good for, yeah. Because, I mean, hey, if you drive and an earthquake happens, especially here in Los Angeles, the freeway goes down, I might be stuck for a few days.
I've got one of those 50-gallon barrels in the backyard to have for water, for drinking water.
There you go.
Empty.
You got to watch that stuff because it'll go bad, you know?
I know it. All right. Hey, listen to this. If you're blessed with amazing good looks, like our Aaron Myers, then our next segment is for you. If you're homely, all right, downright ugly, then our next segment is for you. This will all become much clearer next, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Hey, you're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're at philhewlettandfriends.com, our brand new website, which has bugs. But that's okay, we're fumigating. We'll get it all nice and tidy for you in a couple of days. Go to the comment page, let us know what you think of it, and if you think you want to make it better, have some ideas, what you think we need there. I'm thinking a forum, a place where people could just go wild. Oh, wait, that's Twitter. Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You don't need that anymore, do you?
More pictures of Aaron. That's what you're going to get in the comment section.
Oh, you think so?
Guaranteed.
Okay.
Sorry. It's the truth, right? Creepos on the internet?
Yeah. Well, there's creepos on dating sites. Jay, you have some experience with this, right?
I do, but I was not a creepo.
No, but you had to sift through creepos.
I did.
Are girls creepy, too, then, on those sites?
Quick story. One woman... Gorgeous, right? Gorgeous in her photos. Great profile picture. Great profile. And like, oh, I like you. You like me. Let's start talking. Let's do this. Let's do that. I go, let's go hiking. She's like, for our first date. Yeah, that sounds great. But I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh.
The woman had no legs.
Okay.
But did not represent that on her page.
Yeah. Exactly. But didn't tell me.
I think you might want to mention that.
But you could have pushed her up the mountain.
Careful with the push thing.
Yeah. What are you doing? I might accidentally.
That's extra exercise.
One wrong move.
Yeah.
Over the hill.
And you're
goes.
In the pokey.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll forever be known as that guy that pushed the girl in the wheelchair off the cliff.
Exactly. And I really don't like that on my resume.
No.
No.
It's not going to help.
Luckily, I found the woman of my dreams.
And
but
she's beautiful, too. She's gorgeous.
Well, thank you. And she's got all her legs.
And all of them.
Well,
how many?
Both, all of her limbs. She's got all of them.
She's human, right?
Yes.
She's biped.
Yes.
All right. Good. Hey, there's a website called beautifulpeople.com, by the way, and it's only for beautiful people, Jay.
Oh.
But as self-centered and stuck up as that sounds, the people at beautifulpeople.com are givers. They want to help the rest of us with average or worse looks. And Greg Hodge is the managing editor over at beautifulpeople.com. He joins us live right now. Hey, Greg, nice to talk with you. First of all, are you beautiful, sir?
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Well, I did get voted into Beautiful People, so yes, I guess I'm certainly attractive enough for beautifulpeople.com.
Nice.
I've actually just had a look at your pictures. I had a look at Phil, Jay, and Chris. And I'd have to say that I doubt any one of you guys would actually make it on, but Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but Aaron. You hear that, though? Aaron would make it. See, I'm not shocked by that, but he said Aaron would make it. Is that what you said, sir?
She would definitely make it. And I don't know how she puts up with you three guys. I just heard your last segment about women's PMS. You guys are brave joking about that with her.
Well, it's our job to be brave.
They don't know me that well yet, so they feel safe.
Yeah, Aaron's still new on the show. See, we got rid of the other lady.
Well, great addition.
Well, thank you very much. Describe the site, beautifulpeople.com, for us. Is it a dating service?
Yeah, it's a dating site. It's based on a fundamental principle of human nature, and that is that we all want to be with someone we find attractive. You know, it's Darwinism, it's millions of years of evolution. You want to be romantically, at least, involved with someone you're attracted with. So how do you create this dating site of exclusively beautiful people? Well, we gave the power to the members to let them define beauty. So essentially how it works is you put up a picture and a profile. You're then voted on by existing members of the opposite sex. And if you get a majority of positive votes, you're accepted. Otherwise, you're shown the door.
Do you screen people? I mean, background check, make sure that they're not lying about their looks. I mean, that never happens on dating sites, right?
Yes, no, we actually do that. We do. We have what's called sincerity checks. So if we doubt that, if we think that a profile might be being disingenuous or not representing themselves fairly, we have them send in a picture of various specs. We know it hasn't been doctored, holding a picture of today's newspaper. So yeah, we take that very, you know, very seriously. We also have an authentication app where you get a little tick next to your profile if you've had a quick video chat with one of our administrators. So, you know, the vast majority, it is the internet at the end of the day, so it's not completely infallible, but most of the profiles on there are certainly beautiful.
Yes. Well, we're talking with Greg Hodge. He's with beautifulpeople.com. Tell us, Greg, about this service that you're launching where you mentor people to become part of the beautiful club.
Like us, Phil.
Yeah.
But there's only so much you can do in certain situations.
Well done, Aaron. So we get thousands of applications to the website that are unsuccessful every week. Only 1 in 10 people that apply are actually voted in. In fact, there's 7.5 million beautiful people rejects from around the world since we went global in 2009.
Wait, did you just call them rejects?
Yeah, should I not have said that?
No, well said, sir. Keep going. Look, I know I'm no George Clooney, but I know my role in this society, so keep talking, man.
So you know, we wanted to, obviously it makes good business sense to try to, you know, lift that percentage of people that are accepted relative to those who apply. And we find that a lot of people that aren't accepted, it's usually because they haven't put their best foot forward, they haven't represented themselves in the best possible way, they haven't used a great picture. So we wanted to create this mentorship program to offer them advice from our existing members, our mentors, per se. And, you know, when we put the call out to our members to be mentors to the less aesthetically blessed, we were really surprised that we didn't just get, you know, members sign up for the program who are, you know, beauty experts or stylists who would be good just with aesthetics. We got doctors and hypnotherapists and, you know, dating relationship experts. So we extended the program to not just cover aesthetics and how to improve your looks, but also to help in, you know, all things dating related. And that's really what...
Is the majority of the advice stop eating cake?
Well, in some instances, you know, we do have an obesity problem, particularly in America. So, you know, a lot of it, I guess, does fall down to not leading such a sedentary lifestyle.
Greg, what's this mentoring program called, by the way?
Well, it's been coined. In the media, it was coined Adopt an Ugly Person.
Oh. Now, nobody wants to be called ugly.
That is fantastic.
I mean, it does come across a little superior and condescending, doesn't it?
Well, you know, we get lots of outcries of this is shallow, this is discriminatory. You know, but the reality is, and it might not be politically correct to say so, that, you know, looks are important. You don't stand in the bar and look across the bar and say, look at that man, look at that woman's beautiful soul, beautiful spirit. I mean, that's just not the reality. So we've never shied away from the controversy associated with the brand. We've kind of embraced it. And I guess we can be quite sensational with some of the comments that we've
Do you recommend plastic surgery? Because, you know, you can fix ugly. You can't do much about stupid.
No, we don't advocate plastic surgery. But, they're, you know, of course, each to their own. You know, if you can make improvements and it's going to make you feel better and, you know, and happier, then by all means.
Are there any rules, I mean, for beautiful, I mean, on the outside, do the people that are on your site, do they have to have some kind of beauty inside as well, or does that not matter at all?
Well, look, all we can do is remove the first hurdle. We can't screen people's personalities. But you know, I guess the way it works is we remove the first hurdle. Everyone on there is attractive. If you're on, you know, regular mainstream dating sites, you're getting unsolicited mail from people who you wouldn't give the time of day to. At least on Beautiful People, you're getting mails from everyone, you know, they're all attractive. And then you get to uncover the character behind the beautiful appearance, and they either become more or or less attractive based on the characters that they show.
Hey, Chris is here, and you lumped him in with me and Jay, which I think he's been sitting here kind of in a funk the entire
Fair
time.
Fair enough. No.
Because, you know, he's
I have no delusions of grandeur, Phil.
Young, good-looking guy, but just the same, apparently not good-looking enough to join the beautiful people. But you have some thoughts, Chris, and run these past Greg, about why somebody would want the validation, somebody who would fall into the category of less than aesthetically blessed.
Well, I'd have to know a little bit more, but Greg, are you saying if somebody comes onto your site and they're classified as an ugly person, that they go in an ugly person category, but they stay on your site? Is that basically how it works?
No. And look, we don't define ugly, we define beautiful. So how it works is you get voted on over a 48-hour period. And if you get a majority of positive votes, we've essentially democratized beauty. If you get a majority of positive votes, you're accepted. Otherwise, you're removed from the site entirely.
Acceptance.
We don't have a section for unattractive people.
There you go. So then my theory was out the window. I thought you had a section where the ugly people could then mingle or try to find their way onto the beautiful person side of things, in which case they obviously have some internal damage that causes them to bring that pain upon themselves. But in this case, it's all pretty well anonymous, and the person that doesn't make it just gets cut from the herd.
Yes, that's essentially it. You know, when we launched this in the UK, there was a site that kind of launched in response, uglypeople.com. So, you know, I guess that's an option. But no.
You can go over there with those people. You're such a jerk. I love it, but you are such a jerk.
Chris, I wouldn't. I would. You know, it's really tough to get voted on. It's actually harder to get voted on to beautiful people as a man than as a woman, because the women are tougher beauty critics. We can see the different ways that men and women vote, and men, bless us, will vote women in based solely on how they look. And even if they're not that classically beautiful, but they look kind of sexy, or they're showing a little bit of skin, they'll tend to get on because men are dogs.
So how far off am I? You saw my picture. So what is it? What do I need? A little nose job?
Aw.
Yeah, you know, I don't have the picture in front of me, but, you know, like I say, it's tough. I don't want to be mean, Chris. You're painting me.
No, I'm just messing with you, and I know it's all lighthearted, but it's got to be easier for you. Do you want your site dominated by females? In other words, you're going to have more of a female presence than a male presence?
Well, we do, just because it's harder to get on as a man. The women are certainly tougher critics. It's not enough for the guy just to be good-looking. He's got to, you know, look like he's going somewhere, or that he has some social skills, or that he can write an articulate profile text, or if he looks like he's got a lot of money, then he'll get it.
What are we saying about society when somebody goes in the first place to beautifulpeople.com and they apply and then they get accepted? There's the validation in life they were looking for, right? Or these people don't need that? They knew when they got there that they were already.
Oh God, they're looking for it.
You know what I mean? They're looking for the validation.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, they are.
The same with the ugly people.
Yes,
they want to be part of the beautiful people.
Jackasses.
I'm going to start a website.
Yeah.
Just normal.com.
Yeah, right?
The average Joe.
Yeah, right.
And Jill.
Well,
guys, I mean, look, if you honestly thought about it, if you were on a dating site, and I think, was it you, Chris, who said you were and you met
Jay. Yeah, the big fat Jay. One. Thanks for not saying it. Go ahead. But all right. Appreciate it.
But if you were on a dating site, wouldn't you want to be on one where all the women were beautiful? I mean, if you were honest with yourself.
The woman I found is beautiful, so you watch your step there, sir.
Well, there you go. There
no,
you go.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, she's...
No, I see what you're saying, and I get it. But, I mean, really, does it really boil down to, I've got a nice piece of arm candy, or it's actually somebody I enjoy having a conversation with? And it really doesn't matter what they look like at that point, right?
Well, hopefully you'd find both. I mean, you get this generalization that all attractive people are shallow and vacuous and stupid, and that all unattractive people are bright, brilliant, great sense of humor rocket scientists. And the reality is there's a lot of very attractive people out there who are also quite brilliant and certainly have the character that you'd want to explore.
Well, how about that? So there is hope. We'll just keep aiming high. Cast that reel way out. Might catch something. Well, good luck to you on this mentoring program. How many people do you expect ultimately to reel in, so to speak, to beautifulpeople.com?
We've had over 1,700 signups since we launched, and that was literally a week and a half ago. So it's been, we have far too many, we've had so many applicants, we don't have the mentors to provide everyone a session. So, you know, a lot of people are on waiting lists now. So it's been very popular, and, you know, we hope that they actually do get some value out of it.
Wonderful to speak with you. I feel only slightly belittled. And we wish you all the luck in the world with beautifulpeople.com. Greg Hodge,
right.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
All right.
What did he call it? Rent and Ugly?
Adopt.
Adopt.
Rent
Adopt.
And Ugly. That's a completely different deal.
Oh.
That's to take to a wedding.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Man.
Well done.
How do you feel?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Of course
yeah,
you right. are. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's like, hey, join my site. Come on.
Because you've been getting years and years and years of validation. You know, we got to walk around in life wondering. Nobody's coming up to us and saying, you know. And this is the thing, though. You get a pretty lady, and maybe you can speak to this, Aaron. You talk to a pretty lady. I see the supermodels on TV all the time, and they say, you know what? I haven't had a lot of boyfriends because, you know, the guys that come up to me, the good-looking guys, they end up being jerks. And those are the guys with the confidence who can walk up to a beautiful lady and just be, you know, say whatever. The other guys who are beautiful on the inside, as you pointed out, might be a little intimidated to walk up to a gorgeous lady and say what he wants to say. And so it's a little harder to connect good people with beautiful people.
I don't know about that, actually. I think girls actually nowadays, at least most women that I know, are looking for somebody who's a little bit more nice and funny and who's going to treat them well. And trust me, I've dated those handsome model types before. And didn't work so well.
They're too busy working on themselves.
Yes, they're looking in the mirror more than I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not okay.
All right. Very good. At least we're not hippos floating in a river. And that and more coming up next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Yes, we all survived the previous two segments where we boldly discussed PMS and beautiful versus ugly.
Yeah, breaking news, I'm not beautiful people.
Yeah, me neither.
Neither are you.
No.
What?
And I'm surprised that Chris didn't make the cut.
I was too.
Yeah, Aaron's fine. We knew that.
Yay!
And she's fine.
Careful. That's start your
doing,
coworker.
Yeah, start doing commercials for him.
I know. We don't have an HR department here yet, do we? Oh, it's Mike Stark, our producer? Okay. Executive producer and HR.
That's a free-for-all.
Yeah. All right. So what the heck is going on in Chicago and the river, Jay?
So evidently, somebody shot a YouTube video or a cell phone video of what looks to be like a hippopotamus swimming in the Chicago River. Would you adopt one of those, Aaron?
Probably, okay. If I had a big enough pool.
A hippopotamus.
Yeah, it's this mysterious-looking creature, right? And the guy who's taking the video, you can hear him say, "Is that a hippo? I think that's a hippo. Hey, guys, I think that's a hippo." They haven't found a hippo, nor has it been seen since the video was taken last week. But in the video, like, there's a still picture of it. If I had to put money on it, I'd say a hippo.
It's like a Loch Ness Monster of Chicago.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Are you sure it's not a giant duck?
Yeah, right. I don't think so. But officials say that it's unlikely, this is kind of the sad part, it's unlikely that a hippo would be able to survive in the Chicago River because of all the junk that's in this Chicago River. Like, we're here in the Port of Los Angeles. We got a bunch of ships, so there's gas and there's oil and there's this and there's that. That would probably kill the hippo. So if it is, they don't know where it came from. because the zoo still got their, they still have their hippos.
No one's missing a hippo.
No one's missing a hippo. No one has reported missing a hippo. So we shall see.
All right. I haven't checked. I'm pretty sure my hippo's still at home.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good. That's good.
All right. Hey, you know, they have apps for everything these days. And there's this one, I don't know. You see this trend that people are having where they just get together and it seems like it's platonic and they're just cuddling, they're spooning or whatever it is. It seems like that would, you know, it could run into some trouble. But there's apps for this now. Isn't that right, Chris?
There is. There's an app called Cuddler without the E if you want to look up the app. And it's exactly what you just described, Phil. It's where two people platonically want to get together, and they just want to have human interaction, human connection, a little bit of contact from one person to another. And based on your location, the app shows profiles of people nearby who are also looking for a cuddle. And if someone has the look of an A-plus cuddler, you can send the person a request. If they respond to you within 15 minutes, you set up a little chat. Next thing you know, you guys are cuddling.
That's
whatever
so
that
strange.
Entails.
It is, isn't
creepy.
It?
Creepy.
I mean, cuddling is, what is cuddling good for? It's like afterglow, right?
Well, girls like it, but with somebody that they're comfortable with, not some stranger. That's a little weird.
But doesn't that add like a little bit of excitement to your cuddling?
No, I would just probably, I mean, me personally, I'd be like, no, take that arm over here.
I wonder if this is where it started. I went to the Comic-Con convention 4 or 5 years ago. And there were young ladies in costumes, character costumes, comic book costumes, walking around with signs around their necks that said, free hugs.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was related to some kind of storyline or a comic book or something of that. I'm not sure exactly, but just the same. You know, let's just hug. Let's cuddle.
Well, I think a good hug can make people feel better, but like even if it is a stranger, but a long cuddle.
But getting together strange. On the beanbag chair in front of the fireplace.
The bear rug.
Oh, is that what you
That's
have?
That's even better.
Yeah. In Milwaukee, they actually had a failed business of this, where you could go to this, like, business, and they had different rooms, and you could pick your cuddler.
Yeah.
And if you're a guy, you pick a guy, a girl, pick a girl, vice versa, and you could just sit and cuddle.
This is like those reality shows that
it was
they
called,
have on TV.
It was called the Snuggle House, and it was actually busted for being a front on prostitution.
Oh.
they couldn't keep it innocent.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but I feel like this app might be heading down that road.
Yeah.
Or down the river with the hippo. Yeah. Hey, another quick hour. We have another one coming up next with a full menu of stories and a full menu at the L.A. County Fair. Eat it all if you dare. Plus, our travel guy will help you pre-book your holiday trip to Grandma's or out of town to get as far away from Grandma as possible. Those stories and more in our second hour right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Coming up next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports a Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports a Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. This is hour two of the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour is the story of a woman with three breasts a hoax? And a doctor has figured out the mathematical formula for perfect breasts. And the six-pound burger and a whole lot more delightfully deadly L.A. County Fair food. Our friends are here, Aaron Myers, Jay Campidonia, Chris Martin. Thank you to you for tuning in. I'm Phil Hewlett. Let's get things started in this hour. bunch of ladies got together, Aaron, to honor a friend. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's actually very sad but sweet. A tribute to her, to their sister. It's four bridesmaids in Wisconsin, and their sister tragically died before her wedding, which was supposed to be October 4th. I guess she got into a car accident with her fiance. Now, earlier before this happened, she had wanted herself and all of her sisters to do this mud run. And now that she's gone, all of the bridesmaids, which are her sisters, they decided that they were going to participate in this run for her. They wore their bridesmaids' gowns. They made it through. Her fiancé, who was still recovering from his injuries, took pictures and was out there as well.
Now, a mud run, that's what? They're just running in the mud?
It's, you know, kind of an obstacle course type thing. Some of it's in the mud, some of it's not. You're going through trenches and water holes. So, I mean, this is in long gowns.
Waist deep in mud?
Yes, yes. And these long bridesmaid gowns. And they said, you know, they wanted to do this because she loved laughter and the mud. And they thought that, you know, this would be, you know, a good way to honor her. So very sweet but sad at the same time.
And the groom was
he was there
touched
and,
by all of this.
Yeah, taking photos of everything and, you know, just for her memory. And I guess, you know, four sisters who were going to be her bridesmaids and five brothers were, you know, also.
Wow.
So very tough, but.
All right. Well, you're going to take us from the mud into the ice.
Yes. So this is kind of interesting. So, you know, we're used to seeing ice girls in skimpy outfits. Well, apparently the Philadelphia Flyers, you know, a couple of the girls, they were saying their outfits were annoying. There was torture on the job. They couldn't eat in public. Just lots of rules.
Torture?
Then go get a different job.
Well, they kind of are going to have to, at least at this point, because now there are Flyers ice boys instead.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Come on.
Who wants to see that?
Well, apparently not the fans in the stands, because they went out on the ice three times during the game, and they got booed every single time.
Well, are they wearing skimpy outfits?
Yeah. No, they're wearing, like, track suits almost, like orange, like long-sleeve orange kind of jacket things and black pants. So pretty much everyone's saying, well, why? You should have at least done co-ed and
you know
give the girls a better outfit.
That's an ice skater. That's something that you see on the Olympics. That's what that is.
Well, and
this is a hockey game.
Yeah, and there's a lot of men in the stands in hockey games, so I don't, you know, they don't want to see,
nobody
you know,
wants
ice.
To see
ice
figure
boys.
Skating at a hockey game.
Well, I'll tell you, at the Ducks games,
yeah,
they have the power players. These are the girls. And yes, they are in the skimpy outfits. And they can skate with those shovels, and they can scrape up all the snow at the TV timeouts during the game. They do a fine job. But they also have the help of three or four guys, basically, in tracksuits who can skate like crazy. These guys
sure.
are fast. They push the giant bucket around, the whole thing. And they just help make the thing go because there's a utility to what they do during the whistle breaks where they have to pick up as much of that snow as they possibly can. Nobody makes a big deal about the guys being out there because the women are up front. It's
yep.
the power
yes.
players, and the guys are just kind of helping out in the background.
Yeah.
And they're getting the same kind of paycheck that they would get otherwise.
Yeah, well, but might have to switch this up
the Flyers screwed it up big time
yeah.
because of all the negative publicity from the girls complaining about the way they were treated.
That, yes. and they put men in leotards and put them out on the ice.
Well, not quite leotards.
Can't do that. What's next? They're going to bedazzle their boots? I mean, come on.
Hey, that's
what's wrong with
cool.
a little bedazzling?
Yeah.
Can't do it at a hockey game. I'm sorry.
True.
Everything's got its place.
Yeah, okay. Exactly true.
Well, yeah.
Like, sure. you know, you can't serve one of those pizzas with rose hips and you know, noodles on top. You got to serve a pepperoni sausage pizza.
There you go.
At a hockey game.
Exactly.
It's red meat.
Right. It's men.
Men.
They fight on the ice.
It's testosterone.
That's what they do.
In overdrive.
Yes. It is a testosterone-fueled sport. You can't have a figure skater in a testosterone-fueled sport.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Guys are going there to escape, Aaron.
Yes.
So the moment you throw a little baby up on the Jumbotron, you take the guy right back to home where
yes.
all his responsibility
he's like, oh,
is.
Oh, God.
And ruin,
that's
them,
really
ruin the entire night.
It just is downhill from there.
So, okay. It's whether it's a baby or a guy in a leotard, whatever it is.
But yes.
How about a racy airline attendant?
Well, the Flyers fans might want to go on this airline. I'll tell you that because apparently Vietnamese low-cost carrier Vietjet Air, they're actually facing a little backlash over racy publicity photos that they say really weren't part of an official ad campaign.
Uh-oh.
But these pictures, well, it shows their flight attendants pretty much wearing either a bra and panties or a bathing suit with red fishnet thigh highs and a cute little hat. And yeah, they're pretty interesting. And, you know, they have also ones with them on the plane, stuffing the bins, you know, with their butts pushed out and arched backs. And
Say that again, just slower this time.
Oh, no, not for you. But yeah, it's a little bit.
Oh, I found the pictures.
Yeah, they're
what
out,
was that old
there's
school?
Much. They're what, pretty much.
What was that old school flight slogan?
Oh, coffee, tea, or me?
Yeah, it sounds kind of like that.
And there was that California airline. I've forgotten what it's called now, but their slogan was fly me.
Yes. Honey, you want to go on vacation? Let me choose the airline. Okay, thanks. I got it.
So this is just the evolution of societies, really. Some societies are about 20, 30, 40 years behind where we've gotten. And in 40 years, they'll be as screwed up as we are. But, you know, we went through this 40 years ago, and now they're going through their 1960s.
Yeah. I mean, there's actually a YouTube channel that shows some of the flight attendants, and they're actually dancing suggestively in the air, like in the aisles. And you see all the men sitting in there just sort of staring at them like,
well, of course.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So,
you call that business class?
Some kind of class.
Or business, yeah.
Yeah, or no class.
No class.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Very good. So while we're talking about airlines. Some people would just rather, I mean, I'm thinking about the guys on those no-class flights, you know, dropping some extra change while the flight attendants walk by. But some people like to fly for free.
They at least try, Phil. Remember the guy who got up into a wheel well, I believe it was out of San Francisco airport, that flew all the way to Hawaii? Was that what it was?
It was
a couple months ago.
And he survived.
And he survived staying in a wheel well for the entire flight. Well, a guy in Florida was unsuccessful trying to do the exact same thing. Okay, 32-year-old Dimitri Hall from Orlando, Florida.
Yes, Florida. Of course it was Florida.
Evidently crawled underneath a fence in a restricted area of the airport, and they found a T-shirt next to the plane. So then when people went to go investigate, some of the workers went to investigate, they found him in the wheel well, all greasy, barefoot, and then he claimed to have been a mechanic whose ID badge was stolen.
Oh, yeah, right.
He tried.
He later admitted to the FBI that he was trying to get a free flight to New York. So from Orlando to New York.
He had his excuse.
He is in jail, sitting on quite a hefty bail. So it's like $5,000 to get him out of jail. But yeah, evidently, when he got into the wheel well, this is what's interesting to me, because I can't remember if the guy from San Francisco to Hawaii did this. He took off everything except for his shorts. So he had no shoes, no socks, no shirt.
That all helped them survive the cold?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Yeah, I don't know. So I just thought it was hilarious. But can you imagine you look up in a wheel well, it's like, hey, what are you doing up there? Oh, my ID badge was stolen.
Yeah.
And he's got no clothes on.
I'm looking for it.
Shorts.
It must be over here somewhere.
Yeah. He was taking everything off so he could help find it.
Yeah, there you go.
Why did he want to go to New York? Did they ever find that out?
It doesn't say in the story.
It's the Big Apple. Everybody wants to go there.
Yeah.
That's where dreams are made.
He sort of sabotaged himself too, right, by leaving his shirt out on the runway and causing people to be concerned.
Yeah, I had the same theory. I go, okay, if he would have just picked up his shirt, he might have made it.
Well, I don't think he would have made it, but he would have gotten on in flight.
Yeah,
he might not have landed.
Yeah. Some people are just determined in life, Chris. Some people have a good head on their shoulders when it comes to life. And you have a kid that you want to tell us about, don't you?
Yeah, well, it's part of our job to keep an eye on what's trending in the world, and especially in media and entertainment. And one of the things is a high school football player named Apollos Hester, who finished a high school football game over the weekend, and then he had a speech that he was giving to a television reporter afterwards. And I think that in light of all these things that are happening in the NFL, everybody really everybody really was attracted to this kid's energy and his positive attitude. And his YouTube site with his video already has like 4.5 million hits over a short period of time. We have a little bit of a clip here.
But it took guts, it took an attitude. That's all it takes. That's all it takes to be successful is an attitude. And that's what our coach told us. He said, hey, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be hard. You're gonna go out there, you're gonna battle, you're gonna fight, you're gonna do it for one, you're gonna do it for one another. Do it for each other, you're gonna do it for yourself, you're gonna do it for us, and you're gonna go out with this win.
So Apollos Hester. It's like 2.5 minutes, the whole thing. The kid gets done with the game. the reporter's right there. She's doing something for the school program, for the county program, and he's just shot out of a cannon.
That's an energetic kid.
Yeah, he's
ends up giving praise to the coach, praise to the players, praise to everybody, and everybody's really excited about it.
Very cute.
All right. Well, thanks for that. That was inspiring. And another thing that's inspiring, but it may all be just fake. It's a lady with three boobs. And we're going to explore that next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Ports of Call Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Ports of Call Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsofcalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron, Jay, and Chris are here. So are you. And that's a good thing because we're going to triple the fun now. Jay has a story that you won't believe. In fact, a lot of people have stopped believing it.
Well, the old saying is, you make me want to have three hands. 21-year-old Jasmine Tridevil of Tampa, Florida.
Florida. Why don't we just move to Florida?
It'd be so much fun.
You'd never be bored.
She's claiming that she paid $20,000 to have a third boob implanted on her chest.
Why?
Third boob.
Because if two are good, then three must be better.
Right? But isn't it three's a crowd?
Or third time's the charm?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Was that her theory behind this?
No. Actually, she says she wants to make herself unattractive to men.
Goal achieved.
Hold on. This girl, yeah.
she's utterly unattractive.
This girl is weird. She's got a pretty face. You know, she's got a rocking little body. But, you know, I don't know. Three boobs, that means a little bit, I don't know, too much work. Anyways.
Butter boobs.
Professional debunkers over at Snopes, and if you don't know what Snopes is one of those websites that you can do a little bit of fact-checking on.
It's the website I keep telling my mom to go to before she clicks send on the email.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. If you're a Fox News watcher, go to Snopes because they basically debunk half of it anyway. They have labeled her story as false, largely because all of the alleged evidence, the photos, the videos, the website, everything is only coming from Tridevil herself. No family members, no friends, no doctors, no anybody has come out and said, yes, I've done this, yes, I've seen it, yes, I felt it, anything like that. Okay? So it looks like this is all a hoax. It gets even thicker. Okay? The woman claiming to be Jasmine Tridevil, okay, kind of looks like a woman by the name of Alicia Hessler.
Oh, who's that?
She is a Tampa Bay massage therapist who has been kind of trying to get a reality TV show.
Oh.
This is kind of funny. She almost got a show because she's going down the sexual road a little bit. Hessler allegedly made the man who beat her wear a dunce cap and hold a sign reading, I beat women, honk if I'm a scumbag on a busy intersection. Okay? Evidently, we don't know what happened or why, but Hessler has been involved in this. Hessler's also been booked in Tampa on fraudulent use of personal information.
Yeah.
So she's not saying exactly.
She's a little militant.
We just don't
know what she stands for yet.
A little bit. Now, doctors have come out, multiple doctors on multiple television shows and multiple radio shows, saying there's no way in hell that this could actually be possible. There's not enough skin in between a woman's two breasts that are already there to make a third. And without any of the scarring, because there's plenty of photos, there's no scarring. They would have had to stitch on a fake boob, and that would have left some sort of scarring.
Franken chest.
Yeah, and why would any doctor want to, you know, do this and hurt their reputation, I would think. That's just not, not smart.
Yeah. Well, some doctor, to Mexico, you know, or
there
something.
Might be a doctor who want to be put on the map as the first doctor to do this.
Yes.
I'm sure his line of patients will be very long.
Well, yeah. there's nothing sexier
than a third boob.
Than talking about breasts, you know, than talking about breasts and math, right?
Oh, because that's sexy.
Dr. Patrick Malucci is a plastic surgeon. He's in London. And he just ran a study to figure out the mathematical formula for the perfect breasts.
Oh, this I got to hear.
His big finding is the location of the nipple. 45% of the breast is above the nipple, 55% below it.
Okay, I can agree with that.
That's part of the math.
Did you
right
see
there.
Aaron? She just looked down. Like, hold on, I got to think about this.
So, all right. So let's take this apart a little bit. What does it mean exactly? It's basically a mathematical way of describing a breast that's perky and not sagging at all. A perkier breast will have more area under the nipple. A saggier breast will have more area above it. The perfect breast also has a nipple that points upward at a 20-degree angle, which, again, is how a nipple sits on a perky breast.
Okay.
How do they measure this stuff?
By the way, kids, when you're sitting at home and you're thinking, when I grow up, I want to be a radio host, I want you to take notes here. These are the types of things you get to talk about. Now, the perky breast thing with the 20-degree angle nipple, some celebrities whose breasts fit that definition of perfect, apparently, are, don't ask me how I know this, Scarlett Johansson, Kate Middleton, Miranda Kerr, and Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about all of those. Kate Upton one I'm confused on.
Did I say Kate Upton?
No.
No, Kate what?
Kate Middleton.
Middleton. Oh, okay, never mind. I understand.
Isn't she a queen or a princess or something like that?
Yeah. She doesn't really, never mind.
But she's got enough. She's got the perfect numbers.
She's gotten so skinny, though. So
but are these all women who we've seen topless?
No.
Well, I think so. Weren't there naked pictures of the princess out there? Remember? They were out for like a couple of days?
I can't remember that, but I know I'd like to see them all topless.
Would you?
Yeah. Why not?
Hail to the queen.
Future queen.
Scarlett Jo, I believe we've seen naked.
Several times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think Katy Perry...
No?
No.
But they're
out all the
there.
Time. Yeah.
Yes.
You kind of get the idea.
Yeah, I think you do.
It's a great idea.
It is.
You know what? The great idea was the guy who came up with the study.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now we're all talking about him.
Well, and imagine the
research?
Research that he had to do in order to prove his hypothesis.
Like, 100 years ago, I mentioned the name Dr. Patrick Malucci, and then we started talking about breasts and nipples and all of that sort of thing. We completely forgot about him.
Yeah.
So this is the worst study in the world that you can do because people, after the first paragraph is over, you're over. Your career's over. We're just thinking about breasts now.
Well, still worth it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. You know, you get grant money, a couple million bucks to figure out the perfect breast.
I mean, this is
yes, please.
Useful stuff, even if you're blind.
How do you convince them to give you the money for a study like this, though? I would like to hear his proposal if he takes it to a board saying, this is why this needs to be done.
A board of men.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, guess what? I'm going to find out the perfect breast.
That's awesome.
Here's a check.
Yes.
That's all it took was one line then.
Yeah. You know, let's cure baldness and erections. We'll take care of all these things for men first,
exactly.
You know, and then ladies, sooner or later, we'll figure out your stuff.
Yeah.
That's the guys are in charge of the studies.
Sorry, that's the way it is.
I suppose it is. Right. Okay. Chris, sorry, Darren. It's true, though, isn't it? I mean, I didn't make the rules.
Well, the studies that we seem to be interested
we
in.
Just we just observe what's going on. It does seem like the guys are in charge.
Rules need to be changed.
All right. Get on that, will you?
Yes.
Good. All right, Chris. And some people are changing things, making things for the better, Chris. Isn't that true?
Some people are changing the planet, Phil, with applications and not the Cuddler app. There's a new smartphone app that allows blind people to listen to an audio readback of any printed text. And it is receiving rave reviews. It's being touted as a game changer. The app is called KNFB Reader App. Get this, it costs $99 for the app, by the way.
Oh, they're gouging.
Well, I guess so. I'm sure a lot of research and development went into making this application, and so now
KNFB Reader App.
KNFB Reader App, and for blind people, it's going to change the way they function throughout the world. These guys will now be able to read menus, anything in a magazine, any sort of publication that they want to read, this will visually take a look at it and then read it back to them.
So there isn't a need for Braille at that point.
Braille is still an important part of a blind person's life. It's how they read right now, and I'm sure a lot of them aren't just going to ditch it for this audio version, but I think it probably will make a difference in their lives and soon become the future.
That is amazing
of
technology.
Blind people
That's
reading.
A usefulness that we haven't heard about on this program in a long time.
We're almost
too busy talking about PMS
as
and
useful
breasts.
Of third boob. Yeah.
Yeah. Third boobs. Yeah. Amazing stuff. All right. Hey, we continue to be amazed by the things that we learn on this program, but sometimes we're too busy to pay attention to the things that we need to take care of, like planning for your Thanksgiving holiday travel and beyond. We're getting real close to that period of time where if you don't have your act together, you're going to be stuck standing at the airport waiting for a plane that's never coming. Our travel guy joins us next right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here we go. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends, and we're off to Grandma's house. Well, maybe not yet, but Thanksgiving is coming, and you got to be prepared if you got to travel a good distance, either by car or by train or by jet. Any of you guys travel a fur piece, as we used to say back in the country?
A what?
A fur piece.
I mostly travel by horse.
Do you?
When I go, yeah.
Horse and carriage?
Mm-hmm.
But for Thanksgiving, is everybody pretty much staying close to the house, or do you have to get out of town?
I'm working, man.
Are you?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we're radio people working.
I'll probably be here too, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We might as well do a show on Thanksgiving.
No, I will be eating during the day.
Will you?
Yes.
And then watching football?
Yes, and then taking probably a giant food coma nap and then going to work.
Right. Oh, that's right. You'll be on the radio later that day, so you can't down a bunch of beer, can you?
No. But Friday's just the next day, so woohoo!
Yeah, and you get to have the leftovers with it, so
exactly.
It's all good.
Pie for breakfast.
Well, if you do have to get out of town and you're not driving, well, if you are driving, you got to think about a place to stay. If their grandma lives in a shack, you got to get a hotel room. If you're going to fly, you got to make those arrangements. If you're going to get on a train, you got to make those arrangements. So who better to ask about all of this than somebody who knows? And it's our travel dude who actually is traveling at the moment via car, I believe. It's Gary Warner. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing, Phil? Yeah, I'm here behind the wheel. So it's true, I do travel sometimes.
Good. All right. Hopefully you're talking to us hands-free, but if you're not, we'll look the other way.
Hands-free, totally.
All right, so we are talking about Thanksgiving, and then after that, of course, you have Christmas and Hanukkah and all of that, and you have to get together with the family. You do have to travel, and some people just want to get out of town and avoid the holidays altogether. But just the same, it's a busy travel time. We're talking millions of people going in and out of LAX, just for example. So you don't want to get shut out. What's the first thing you do to get your plans in order?
Buy your tickets now. Buy your tickets, actually, 2 weeks ago. Really, there are no special deals for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the busiest time of year for flying, and there's just no getting around it. And if you are going to try to outfox the airfare folks, all you're going to end up doing is paying through the nose.
Hey, Gary, what kind of price difference would we see? Like, let's say somebody bought a plane ticket to Orlando last week or 2 weeks ago to go visit their family, and another group of people try to purchase it a week before Thanksgiving. What kind of range are we going to see in that?
Well, if they're even available for that right before Thanksgiving, but you're talking about probably a difference between $150 to $250. It's just basically the way the airlines work their airfares now is they do them by the number of seats that they sell at a certain price, and then when those sell out, they bring them up to the next level of price. So, maybe there's 20 seats that are going to be available at a round-trip fare of $298, and then there's going to be another 20 seats that are available for another $50. And all you're doing by waiting is you're just bumping yourself up in those higher categories.
And $150 is a big deal, because especially if you're expected to bring some kind of food to the affair.
Well, and plus you're expected to bring the whole family, and there really is no getting around it. And, there's no flexibility, really, with Thanksgiving the way there are with even Christmas, where you know, you can come in a couple of days early or leave a couple of days later, stuff like that. You're expected to be there at the table on Turkey Day. You know, one of the interesting things that a lot of veterans do, if you don't have too far to fly, the one deal is to actually fly on Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so you get up in the morning and say you're going to have your grandma's house. Let's say grandma's house is in Marin County. And you're flying up to San Francisco and you rent your car and you can still make the, you know, the 3 or 4 o'clock meal.
When you land in Marin County, is the rent-a-car place going to gouge you?
Yeah. You know, it's always plan ahead of time. You know, this is not, there's no secret, deals this time of year. These companies know this is going to be a time when you just have to travel and you're going to pay for it. You're either going to pay for it or you're not going to have it at all. And there are times where you arrive at a destination and there are just like no rental cars to be had at all.
Gary, what about some of those sites like Expedia or Hotels.com where you can book your flight, your hotel? Would you recommend maybe trying one of those to get a better deal?
Yeah, you know, basically what I do is I do something like that, and then I kind of take it up. If you have the time, really, then you kind of take it apart and see, you know, how much does each of the components cost, and see if it's a better deal. I usually like to put my parts together individually because if I need to change any one thing, I want to be able to change it directly with that person that I'm dealing with. In other words, the hotel or the rental car or the airline. I don't want to have to go through an intermediary who's going to basically charge me because I'm shuffling around a whole, you know, package of things.
You know, Grandma says, go ahead, bring the kids, everybody stay over at the house. But it really is the appropriate thing to do to book a hotel room, isn't it?
I think if it's the appropriate thing to do, and also it's the only thing to keep yourself sane.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
I don't know about your family, but, you know, I mean, the idea of, sleeping on a fold-out couch at some relative's house with everyone else there, that's just about as bad as it gets, I can think of.
Yeah, I could use some privacy. Jeez. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, your family sounds so sad.
Well, it's not sad. I think they're normal. You know, these are tours of duty. That's what they call these things in the business, these Thanksgiving trips. They're tours of duty. You have to go there. You don't, even if you don't want to, there's always somebody, you know, Uncle Phil's going to get drunk. I didn't mean to mean.
That's what we've heard.
there's just somebody that you really don't get along with, and everybody has to sit down at the table and act like it's one of those Norman Rockwell paintings.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Something tells me this is going to be one of those hard liquor holidays.
Yeah. Hey, I do want to say one thing from what you're talking about before. I travel a great distance every single Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Because I met my wife-to-be on Thanksgiving, so that is a day when just the two of us go somewhere in the world. We've gone to Paris. We've gone to London. We've gone to Plymouth. England, which has a great Thanksgiving based off the pilgrims. Sometimes we take the kids, sometimes we don't. But I'm a firm believer in long-distance travel for Thanksgiving. And one of the things that's great about international travel is that Thanksgiving is an American holiday.
Yeah.
It's just another week in sort of the off-season for places like Europe and Asia. So you can get some good airfares.
So you're going to hop on Vietjet? And get some of those scantily clad flight attendants and fly on Thanksgiving and then
on my anniversary with my wife.
Yeah,
not really.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
we don't have that kind of marriage,
I hear what you're talking about. Word, yeah. All right, well, keep your hands on the wheel, your eyes on the road, and where are you headed to next week, Gary?
You know, I'm coming into just a period right now where I'm not doing a whole lot, Bill. By next week, I'll have my fall travel plans pretty well nailed down. There's a great deal going on right now with Delta Airlines for today and tomorrow, where they're giving a good discount on using their frequent flyer miles to those of us who have the American Express card. I'm not touting anybody. I just happen to have it.
Yep.
So I've got to sit down and look at where the best deal is. I'm going to go somewhere.
Good. Right. That's better to do that than to get another toaster.
You know.
I like it. All right, Gary.
I like it.
Great to talk with you. Safe driving, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You got it, man.
All right. It's our travel dude. All right.
Taught us that if you want to get out of your Thanksgiving responsibilities, create an anniversary and fly to the other side of the world.
That's the way to
that holiday.
That's an awesome Thanksgiving right there.
It certainly is. All right. Hey, it's that time of year when people flock to Pomona, California to eat ridiculously unhealthy but delicious food. Then hop on a carnival ride and puke it all over their friends. We told you about, was it a 6-pound burger, Jay?
I believe so, yeah. It's called the Monster Burger.
Yeah, that's just one of the items at this year's L.A. County Fair on their menu. And you're going to hear everything that they're cooking up and deep frying up over there for you. And that's next right here on Phil's Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. And just thinking about this segment here is making me so hungry. And it's making me sick at the same time, because some of this food, you're just going to wolf it down and you'll say, man, that was delicious, but I may have just shaved 5 or 6 years off my life. If you haven't been to the L.A. County Fair yet, it's open for another, I think, 5 days at the Pomona Fairgrounds. And if you haven't enjoyed deep-fried beer, deep-fried ice cream, and the like, you just don't know what you're missing. So let's find out what else they're cooking up over there. Michael Chi is with the L.A. County Fair, and he joins us live now. All right, Michael, am I right here? First of all, the fair is open for another 5 days, right?
That's right, Phil, this Wednesday through Sunday.
All right, so there's still time to go enjoy the fair at the fair. Now, the fair, at least here in Southern California, has evolved, it seems to me. It became a place where city folk got to come out and get a taste of the heartland. Moms and dads could explain, no, honey, that's not a dog, it's a goat. But I've got to believe a lot of people just come out for the food. What do you think?
We would have to agree with that. That's always one of the top items on our survey, on our satisfaction surveys, and always one of the big draws. But, you know, Phil, we're 92 years old, so we like to think we've learned a few things in 92 years.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And one of the things we've learned is people love some of the novelty items, of course, that you mentioned you can get here. Just deep fried, just about everything. Supersized corn dogs, triple cheeseburgers, where the Krispy Kreme donuts are used as the buns for them.
Yeah, you know what? Is that the 6-pound burger? Because we were talking about this a few shows ago. Is that triple cheeseburger, 6 pounds worth of meat in there?
That one's not. That's actually just a triple cheeseburger accompanied by 2 Krispy Kreme donuts. The 6-pound bun is actually a single 6-pound hamburger patty on a bun that I would guesstimate is about 14 inches in diameter.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
Aaron, you okay over there?
That's crazy, but I'm still caught on the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Stuck on that one.
You can't knock that one, because actually the combination of sweet and salty is not too bad.
Yeah.
It can be very tasty.
So how about the deep fried stuff? Where are you going this year? Crickets, cockroaches? What do you have?
Well, I actually tried for the first time some chocolate-covered bacon. I know that's deep fried, but you can never go wrong with bacon on anything. But yeah. All your deep-fried favorites are still here. Chicken Charlie is still doing deep-fried frog legs. We're also doing deep-fried sweet treats like your Snickers and your Twinkies and your Oreo cookies and stuff of that nature.
Did you say Chicken Charlie's out there?
Chicken Charlie's out here. He's out here every year.
Wow. I have to go over and say hello to Chicken Charlie. I better hurry, though.
I'll tell you, Phil, one of the best flavors we have this year, because something we've learned is people like variety, right? The,
mm-hmm,
the
sure.
stuff and the fried stuff is all good, and, you know, we're only here once a year, so it's okay to indulge. But we have...
yeah, thanks. Tell my cardiologist that.
Let him know. I gave you permission.
Yeah.
We have a brand new attraction here called the Farm Kitchen, which is on our newly expanded farm. And we have a wonderful, wonderful dish out there that's called the flatbread. That flatbread is made from fresh dough, and it contains all fresh ingredients. And you can go from vegan to all meat on that flatbread.
Wow.
It's hard to describe, but I'll tell you, my favorite has become the Smokehouse. I've actually had it for dinner a couple times now. Our flatbread is raised and grilled right on the campus, fresh. It's put in a pizza oven, and then the ingredients are put inside the flatbread, and then the flatbread is rolled up, and you kind of eat it. It's kind of half taco, half burrito.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really.
Do you bring in chefs for this, or is everything whipped up by farmhands and carnies?
We actually have our own chefs from the Sheraton who prepare the flatbreads, who've been trained in the ingredients and the preparation and how to put it all together.
So it's good stuff. Then.
Very
yeah.
good stuff.
All the finest ingredients. I love that. What's your favorite item?
Like I said, I like that Smokehouse flatbread yeah. because it has bacon, it has beef, it's got grilled corn, and it's got a little bit of red onion, and the flatbread rolled up all together just makes it taste awesome.
Yeah, all right. So once you've filled up on these delicious items and you're starting to get a little delirious, your eyes are rolling into the back of your head, what else is there to do at the fair?
We have got the widest of selection of events and activities. Of course, we always have the fair favorites like our carnival rides and games. We have two fantastic major exhibits this year. One is called Hall of Heroes, and that's a fully interactive chamber where we have all kinds of learning and hands-on exhibits that teach kids of all ages how superheroes get their powers, how that actually works in physical science. And there are things like you can get irradiated and figure out how the Hulk got his radiation dose that
wow.
turned him into the Hulk.
How about the spider bite for Spider-Man?
Spider bite for Spider-Man. We have the Back to the Future DeLorean in there so you can figure out how time travel is proposed to work. And we've actually in there got a very interesting display of real-life heroes from all across America who have done incredibly fantastic things, and their stories are told in there.
Fantastic. More information at LACountyFair.com. Michael Chi, I got to get me some of that food. That flatbread thing sounds spectacular.
Come on out.
Until the 28th, which is when? Next
Sunday.
Next Sunday. All right. Michael Chi, thanks for checking in. How about that food, huh?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just the food, because I had a friend that went out there. He was talking about that Hall of Heroes, but he also said that he saw Kansas open for Cheap Trick last week.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, and then coming up, they've got Heart and Earth, Wind, and Fire. LL Cool J.
Yeah, some good stuff.
They put on a show over there in Pomona.
Yeah.
Big time.
They sure do. All right, so did you know that there's a little thing. If you walk into a lady's kitchen and you see a box of cereal, it's visible. Okay, it's not in the cupboard where it belongs. But if there's a box of cereal visible in the kitchen, that woman, on average, will weigh 21 pounds more than women whose cereal is in the cabinet. Or who don't have any cereal at all.
Are they just sticking their hand in there every time they walk by?
Yeah.
Is
yep.
that what's happening? Uh-huh. I can't figure it out.
Yeah. It's a candy dish.
Yeah.
Yes.
It certainly
is. I'd rather have candy than cereal, though, in that sense.
My on another topic here, my niece, a beautiful young lady with a beautiful young boy, her son, she just said, screw it one day, and she cut her hair. And she did one of these faux hawk deals.
Eek.
But she actually can, she's rocking it.
Yeah.
Looks good. I typically say, you know, I like the hair long on the ladies.
Yeah.
How about you guys? You on board with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just the ladies and the the gay guys at the beauty shop who like the short hair.
I agree.
Yeah. Because ladies, grow your hair. If you want the man to like you, grow your hair. But there was
the cereal off the counter.
There was shock and awe on television or in the television
yes.
viewing audience.
Oh my goodness! Big Bang Theory, you know, super popular show, premiered last night, and it wasn't the show's storyline that got all the attention. It was Kaley Cuoco's hair. She plays Penny, and she chopped all her hair off a few months ago for a movie role, apparently. So everybody knows her hair is short, and even on the show, they kind of touched on it a little bit that she had short hair and they had a few jokes about it. But people who were watching were responding on Twitter saying things like, Penny cut her hair, no! And then first stop on the fall TV train in our house, catastrophe due to Penny's haircut.
Oh,
so people were really mad about her cutting her hair. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to have to put some extensions in or explain why she cut her hair. They never really said why the haircut came about. So maybe people need an explanation so they can get over it.
Oh, because, it'll happen this season.
Yeah, it's been, people are not happy at all.
They'll do it. They'll do like some flashback where she had a terrible relationship or she wants the guy with glasses back or something to that effect.
Well, she plays the kind of not always bright one. So somebody said, well, maybe she got gum stuck in it.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than getting something stuck up your nose.
That's very true. Kid in China is recovering from surgery, and this is not a joke, because he had a chopstick shoved up his nose.
Oh, no.
Is that not the worst? I mean, kids shove. There was a kid on my block way back in the day, 100 years ago, who shoved so many Tic Tacs up his nose, he had to go have surgery. Oh. But this kid, yeah, evidently, it's 4 inches long up his
schnoz.
Wow,
he all stuck that up his brain.
Yeah, yeah, and he's a toddler. So, you know, it's 4 inches. That's a long way up there. So
it's like those fancy magicians do that all the time, and they pull it out of their ear and then out of their mouth, back up the nose. You know those guys?
No.
Is it bad when I was six that I told my sister to stick rocks up her nose? And she did. And my dad had to pull the car over and try to get him out, and he couldn't. So we ended up in the emergency room, and they used those little tongs.
That was just fine.
I thought it was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Yeah,
she kept doing it. I mean, she was four, but I mean, come on.
How much older were you?
2 years older.
Oh, come on. That's borderline abuse at that point.
It was funny.
Hey, Chris, just a quick note here on the end of the program. How many iPhones did they sell?
10 million, Phil. 10 million iPhones this weekend.
Yeah. iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus?
iPhone 6, iPhone 6, 6 Plus, the little one and the big one. They're expected to sell between 55 and 65 million more between now and the end of the year.
So there are going to be that many jerky iPhone users out there?
Yeah, with like a 42-inch plasma on their side of their head?
That's right.
That thing's huge.
Hey, on our next program, we'll hear from Jeremy Anticone, our tech guy, because I'm sure he'll have some more Apple love for you. He's our Apple dude. And we love your comments. We have a new website, philhewlettandfriends.com. Go to the comments page. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Our executive producer is Mike Stark. Our producer, Brooke Peterson. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Aaron Myers, for Jay Capadonia, and for Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.